From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. 2,000 U.S. Marines are due to arrive in Port-au-Prince today, beefing up the U.S. presence there after last week's earthquake. The troops are arriving as Haiti starts to experience an upsurge in violence. From Port-au-Prince, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Gunshots are not uncommon now in the Haitian capital. Much of it is from police looking to scare off people they suspect of looting. Police shot and killed at least four people on Sunday. Aid groups and government officials say security is an increasing concern. There have also been incidents of people burning dead bodies openly in city streets. Meanwhile, search and rescue teams had more successes Sunday, pulling survivors from the rubble and improbable 5 days after the earthquake. One of those rescued was a UN staff member pulled from the body's wrecked headquarters. Meanwhile, aid is beginning to flow to earthquake victims. After the aid group Doctors Without Borders complained, the U.S. military, which controls the city airport, said it was working to relieve the bottleneck there. Greg Allen, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Taliban militants struck in the center of Afghanistan's capital today. They carried out suicide attacks at government targets. At least five people are known dead. Sustained gunfire followed a series of explosions. President Hamid Karzai, who's been trying to demonstrate the effectiveness of his often criticized government, says security has been restored. It's down to the wire in a special Senate election in Massachusetts tomorrow, and with a critical Senate vote on the line, President Obama did some campaigning over the weekend. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama traveled to Boston in hopes of rallying the party faithful behind Democratic Senate candidate Martha Coakley. She's in an unusually close race with Republican Scott Brown, who's campaigned against many of Mr. Obama's initiatives, including the health care overhaul. The president acknowledged many voters are frustrated with a bad economy and other challenges, but he urged his fellow Democrats to be patient.
Massachusetts, we have had 1 year to make up for eight. It hasn't been quick. It hasn't been easy. But we've begun to deliver on the change you voted for.
The race has drawn national attention because a win by Brown would give Senate Republicans the 41st vote needed to break the Democrats' filibuster-proof majority. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
President Obama will spend much of the day celebrating the life and legacy of the late civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Mr. Obama, the nation's first president of color and the first lady, will participate in a public service event. Later, Mr. Obama will host a conversation at the White House with a small group of African American seniors and their grandchildren on the legacy of the civil rights movement. This evening, the Obamas will attend a commemorative concert at the Kennedy Center. In Atlanta, King's hometown, scholar Cornel West will be the keynote speaker at a King Day event. From Washington, this is NPR News. Defense Secretary Robert Gates heads to India today. His aides say Gates will hold talks on security and counterterrorism issues. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly will be traveling with the secretary, and she filed this report.
In Delhi, Secretary Gates plans to sit down with India's defense minister, A.K. Antony, and the prime minister, Manmohan Singh. A senior U.S. defense official says Gates will raise new areas for possible military cooperation between Delhi and Washington, and he'll also discuss U.S. strategy for India's neighbors, Afghanistan and Pakistan. Relations between India and Pakistan have been particularly tense following recent military flare-ups on the border and the terror attack on Mumbai back in 2008. But the U.S. official says India and the U.S. share a common goal, promoting stability across South Asia. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Former Minnesota Senator Norm Coleman says it's too early for him to get back into politics after losing his Senate seat to Democrat and former comedian Al Franken. Coleman says he won't run for Minnesota governor. On his Facebook page, Coleman says a campaign for governor would start too late for him to run it properly and too soon after his loss of the Senate race. The science fiction film Avatar won the Best Drama Prize at the Golden Globes last night, and its director, James Cameron, won the Director's Prize. Jeff Bridges and Sandra Bullock won dramatic acting honors, Bridges for his role in the country music story Crazy Heart, and Bullock for hers in the football story The Blind Side. Meryl Streep won a prize in comedy for her portrayal of Chef Julia Child in Julie and Julia. U.S. stock markets are closed today. In Europe, stocks have been trading higher. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.